Morgan for Monitor. In this half hour, we'll consider fishing in Georgia. Well, I wouldn't consider it, but I'm willing to listen. Later on, we'll discuss the serious subject of violence in motion pictures. We'll begin with new music, the Sunshine Company, on a beautiful day.
Chances, pull over and fight back with No Doze. No Doze has the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, and it's not habit forming. No Doze. No car should be without it.
Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson. Brought to you by DuPont Stren, fluorescent monofilament fishing line. You see it, fish miss it. Lindsay?
American history might have been different if General Sherman and his men had taken their fishing poles along when they went marching through Georgia. We'll find out why after this word from Gene Shepard about DuPont Stren.
You know, I have a vague suspicion that one day they're going to pass laws against Stren. This is that fantastic new fluorescent line by DuPont. I mean, it's just absolutely murder on fish. And why? Well, let's pretend here for a couple of seconds that you're how about a bluegill, okay? All right, you're a bluegill. You're lying down there in the weed bed. You're getting a little hungry. You look up, and you see what looks like a cricket moving across the surface of the water there. You move upwards. Pow! And 15 minutes later, it's nothing but breadcrumbs and butter. Well, the reason that you made that fatal mistake was because attached to that cricket was Stren by DuPont, the fluorescent line. And the fisherman who was using it was again showing that he was a fine fisherman by picking Stren. S-T-R-E-N. The greatest there is. It's a fine line.
Probably there is no man who knows more about fishing in Georgia than does Charlie Elliott, a field editor for the magazine Outdoor Life, who before that was director of the Georgia Game and Fish Commission, and before that, was director of the Georgia Parks Department. actually supervising the building of many of the parks where today some of the state's best fishing waters flow. So we had Monitor reporter Phil Schaefer talk with him.
First, the key question, what kind of fishing is there in Georgia?
Well, we have all kinds. We have everything from your trout fishing in your mountains, your brook trout, your rainbow and your browns, to your bass fishing, your panfish, and to saltwater fishing on the coast.
What's the most popular freshwater fish?
I would say the sunfish is. By sunfish, I mean you have brim and crappie and stripers, little striped bass. And you have more people fishing for those than for any other kind. I suppose 80 or 85% of the people fish for sunfish.
What about the most popular saltwater fish?
Well, that'd be hard to select, but I suppose that your speckled trout, we call him a speckled trout, he's actually the spotted weakfish, and more of those are caught on the Georgia coast than any other kind, I guess.
Is there any wilderness fishing in Georgia?
Oh, yes. We have two spots, I guess. The Okefenokee Swamp would be one of them, where you get way back into the interior, away from the ruins and the trails. Our real wilderness in the state lies in the mountains, where we have trout streams going through areas of the mountains in North Georgia where not even trails, certainly no logging roads, go to.
Could you favor us with a recipe or two?
Well, of course, we eat them every day, boiled and fried and baked, but I think my favorite one is a treatment with the old aluminum foil. And what I do when I go to some of these wilderness streams, I carry along a piece of aluminum foil, a roll of aluminum foil, and I'll fillet the fish. If it's not big enough fillet, I'll put the whole fish in, but I take a potato, cut a large two slices of potato, lay it on the bottom, and then two slices of onion, and then a heavy piece of fish there, and a piece of strip of bacon on top of it. Roll it up good and tight to where the juices will stay inside, and put it on a campfire, and cook it about 12 to 15 minutes on each side. And when you open it up, the potato's done, and the onion's done, and the fish is absolutely delicious. You even eat the bacon.
You know, you don't have to be in the wilderness to enjoy that recipe of Charlie Elliott's. Try it on your backyard charcoal grill. You'll love it. This is Lindsey Nelson for Monitor. Now this word about DuPont Strand.
Next time you cast your line in the water, make it count. Use Strand Fluorescent Monofilament by DuPont, the fishing line designed for experts. Strand is easy for you to see because it glows soft blue. But to the fish, it blends in with the color of the sky, almost invisible. Stren is strong and abrasion resistant. It's limp, yet has low stretch. It has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. Buy Stren fluorescent fishing line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsey Nelson will be heard again next weekend, brought to you by DuPont Stren. You're fairly well on the Monitor Beacon.
Enjoy your own personal command performance. A command performance test drive at your Cadillac dealer now. Unless you have driven a 1968 Cadillac with the largest V8 in any production passenger car, you're in for the motoring surprise of your life. Experience Cadillac's unsurpassed response, handling, and comfort, and see why it's the most popular luxury car of all time. Ask your Cadillac dealer for a command performance.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
This is Ed McMahon. For my next act, I'm going to tell you all about a beauty product. Well, don't laugh, because I really know what I'm talking about. It's a shampoo, a really good concentrate shampoo. It's made by the Breck people. It's called Breck Concentrate, not surprisingly, and it's what you might call a family shampoo. My wife Alice found it first for us, and being concentrated, just a little goes a long, long way and makes plenty of lather. It's not a bad idea with a bunch of kids around like ours. And being Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all those things. So it even suits baby fine hair like my daughter Linda's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the kids breaking it. We take it with us on the boat in summer for that very reason. And I like it because one shampoo for all of us means we don't have all those bottles cluttering up the bathroom shelf. So here's the name again. Breck Concentrate Shampoo. The McMahon Family Shampoo. You'll like it.
You know the mamas and the papas? Well, Mama Cass has slipped away from the rest of the group for one song. Her new version of Dream a Little Dream of Me.
And turning for an hour. Listen to what's going on inside her head.
My best crystal!
Can't you follow instructions? Peg, turn it off and get to sleep. With Nitol, it's different. Laboratory tests prove Nitol dissolves twice as fast as any other leading tablet. Helps you get to sleep fast, wake up alert. Non-habit forming, too. Nitol, with a good housekeeping seal.
Here's a monitor tip for drivers. It makes sense to wear sunglasses when you're driving in sunlight. Squinting tires your eyes. And light color eyes are more sensitive than brown eyes. So wear dark lenses if your eyes are blue, green, or gray. And that goes for you too, Hazel. Now here's another tip.
When your car engine sounds sick, Give it a treatment. DuPont Golden 7 Oil Treatment. DuPont Golden 7 restores lost power, stops excess oil burning, actually does seven things to get your car engine back in the groove.
And now, Ace McPaint, men's outdoor painting champion. Tell us, Ace, how did you paint the pyramid so fast?
DuPont Lucite House Paint, the work skipper. You skip the primer. It's in the paint. You skip the messy cleanup, too. With any paint called Lucite, you clean up with soap and water.
Lucite House Paint, huh?
It lasts so long, I might just skip a whole repainting.
Ace, why did you decide to paint the pyramids in the first place?
They were there. Whether your painting job is big or small, get Lucite House Paint. The work skipper.
In recent weeks, producers and directors of television and motion pictures have been re-examining their own work. Are they showing too much violence? And if they are, what should be done about it? Ralph Nelson's a successful producer-director of films. Lilies of the Field, Requiem for a Heavyweight, Duel at Diabolo are three of his pictures. His latest is Charlie. But his career began in television, where he directed dramatic shows, many for Playhouse 90. Reporter Bob Lazich interviewed Ralph Nelson for Monitor.
You're a movie maker. Movies are supposed to be better than ever. Do you think there's any causal relationship between violence in movies and violence in real life?
I think all forms of communication share the responsibility that right now the focus has gone on to movies and television. You leave out radio, you leave out television news, which I think bears an equal responsibility, as well as the news media, newspapers, magazines, and so forth. We have adjusted the climate and the temperament and expectations of the people to violence by a constant hammering on these themes. It's quite true, but it's not unique to this country, to this century. This country was won by force. This continent was overcome. We threw out the natives by force. Julius Caesar was assassinated. Christ was crucified. It is a violent streak in the human being, not just the Americans of the time of Senator Kennedy, President Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, the three civil rights workers in Mississippi, etc. But it's true that we have made our children very callous to the use of violence. In Hollywood, it's a practice for the leading man to try to become the quick draw artist. The child will try and imitate him, just as when several years ago Superman was a television series, several children were killed because they tried to throw themselves out the window and fly like Superman. We do have an influence on children and people with not so sophisticated minds, and in these terrible events, we do share part of the shame, we share part of the guilt.
Is there any way that you can remove this sort of thing from movies?
Yes, but we don't want to make all Walt Disney pictures. We don't all want to make The Sound of Music. We need a broad spectrum. Shakespeare wrote Romeo and Juliet. He also wrote Macbeth, which is a violent play.
What do you propose as the solution?
That each man, as I say, has to search his own conscience, how he will present violence. Violence will always be with us, but we don't have to do it graphically. We can be implicit rather than explicit, and I think perhaps make its point even more telling.
Could you give me an example of how you would do that?
Let's take a violent situation. Okay. Let's take an assassination. The horror in Kennedy, that was shown on television. We didn't see the actual shooting because there were no cameras at that particular moment. They rushed them in seconds later. But what was more poignant was the grief of the spectators in the ballroom that he had just left when they learned of it. What was so powerful was the widow sitting in St. Patrick's Cathedral. The reaction rather than the action is very moving to people.
If the actual incident itself is subdued or subordinated,
right,
to the reaction,
you have not removed the emotion at all. You've increased it, I think, without showing that violence. This is an approach.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ralph Nelson, producer of the movie Charlie. This is Bob Lazich in San Francisco, returning you to Monitor.
Arthur Greenslade and the Ork with a new one, Delilah. In Lubbock, Texas, it's KCBD. Whatever your station is, stay tuned. We'll be back. Morgan for Monitor.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon.
Cancer at Wetson's, miss.
My daddy said I could charge it.
I think there must be some mistake, little girl.
My daddy never makes a mistake.
Who is your daddy?
Mr. Wetson.
Let Wetson's self-care happiness on a bend.
In Lake Grove, Long Island, the Wetson's is located on Middle Country Road, corner Hawken Avenue. In New Haven, Connecticut, there's a Wetson's on Whaley Avenue between Emerson and Dayton Streets. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
It's up to me and up to you. If for a cause, I'll never stop.
Henry Mancini, Norma de la Guadalajara.
Holiday 68, vacation tip for families with youngsters. Take them on an auto tour that covers landmarks of the rip-roaring Old West, Wild Bill Hickok country, trail towns that were tamed by Bat Masterson and Wyatt Earp, Dodge City, Abilene. You'll find them all in the great state of Kansas. Wherever you drive, the whole family will love stopping at Stuckey's. Look for them on the highways coast to coast. Women love the cleanliness of air-conditioned Stuckey stores. Children love the fascinating array of unusual toys and souvenirs, the tasty foods, and Stuckey's wonderful pecan candies. Men like the quick gasoline service. Texaco, Diners Club, or American Express credit cards honored. Now get a free box of Stuckey's crisp peanut brittle with purchase of 10 gallons of gas. Offer void where prohibited. For more pleasure on any trip you take, relax, refresh, and refuel at Stuckey's.
Come on now, soft it to me, sing me a song. Let's keep the music moving, we're going strong. One more little.
Well, music's not the only groovy thing on the schedule. Later this half hour, Monitor goes camping with Miss America. Now that's groovy. My name's Morgan.
It's dusk. You're behind the wheel. The headlights jab at your eyes and the driving is monotonous. You've got the driving drowsies. Don't take extra chances. Pull over and fight back with No-Doze. No-Doze has the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription. And it's not habit forming. No-Doze. No car should be without it.
Here's Tony Scotti singing about Rose.
There's a ring to the name of Rosie. A ring, ting-a-ling to the name of Rosie. Other names you may say ring through. So they do what they ring.
is Ed McMahon. Great news, folks. The McMahon family has sworn off the bottle. Well, we're off of bottled shampoos, anyway. Instead, we're using Breck Concentrate Shampoo, which comes in a plastic tube. And because you can't break a plastic tube, that makes it a good, safe choice for a family bathroom. What's more, we like it. The whole McMahon family says it's good stuff. As a matter of fact, you ought to try it. Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
Ring Around the World, a weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. In a minute, a report from Paris, where French voters appear to have decided to stick with President de Gaulle. First, this message.
This is Al Cap for the defense of the roller skate. All roller skates aren't bad. There are good skates, you know. But it's always the roller skate that massacres the mailman or sends the meter reader reeling. What about the garden hose? What about the dog that wakes up biting? Well, whether it's the roller skate or the garden hose, your best protection is a homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, in case the mailman or the meter reader want to meet you again in court. It'll protect your house and your possessions, too, in case of fire and theft and other such nastiness, and all at one low package price. Good idea? Then phone your State Farm agent about his homeowner's policy right now, and watch out for that blasted roller skate in the hall.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Here's David Weber, NBC News, Paris.
French voters have swung solidly behind the right-wing party of President de Gaulle. At the expense of the communists and the left-wing parties, they've given the Gaullists a clear majority in the new National Assembly. In the old assembly that de Gaulle dissolved because of the student and worker crisis, his men had to make deals with other political parties in order to get his legislation through. Now he doesn't have to worry about majorities, but he's still got plenty of problems ahead to get France back on its feet. The support for de Gaulle today came as no big surprise. The pattern had already been set in the first round of the election last Sunday, when 124 Gaullist candidates were clearly elected. This was exactly twice as many first-round victories as the de Gaulle camp won in the previous legislative election last year. The victory today seems all the more miraculous when you consider the low rating of de Gaulle and his party only a few weeks ago. The widespread student turmoil in May began to focus directly on de Gaulle himself for the first time since he took power in 1958. Over and over again, you heard the same cry, "Out with de Gaulle. 10 years is enough." And when the student revolt spread to industry and something like 8 million French workers were out on strike, de Gaulle himself came close to resigning. But his old political genius didn't let him down. Instead, exactly 1 month ago today, he dissolved the National Assembly and called for new elections. His party then went on to capitalize on the chaos, saying that Gaullism was the only alternative the French people had left. The results today showed that de Gaulle's gamble paid off. This is David Weber, NBC News, Paris.
Ring Around the World, Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events, was also brought to you by Contact Capsules for up to 12-hour relief of summer cold symptoms.
The summer cold is a different animal than the animal because it hits you in the summer. When you got lots to do, I say that ugly animal, don't let it put you down yet. Shave it with contact. Hide your whole contact. Tiny time pills at your pharmacy.
Here's a new one played and sung by Hugo Montenegro, the chorus and orchestra. The orchestra plays, the chorus sings. The title is There's Got to Be a Better Way. Play, sing.
Oh,
14 minutes before the hour. You're on the monitor beacon.
James Bruce speaking. When it comes to spending a hard-earned dollar, we Americans do a lot of comparing. And when Americans compare intermediate-size automobiles, success shows up in sales leadership. And since January 1st, 68's hottest-selling intermediate in combination with its brother Fairlane is Ford's new Torino. Torino! 68's success car. Because the hard-nosed American buyer understands the word value. Take performance. On the rough racing circuit where a car either cuts it or forgets it, specially modified Torinos led the pack. Take room and ride. Torino's wheelbase is longer than 16 higher-priced models. That's a better idea. And here's another. Torino's fastback price. No more than a hardtop. Value-conscious Americans are discovering Torino gives more value for your money. Have you made your move to Ford? The switch is on. To Ford. To Ford. This is James Bruce. Have a happy day.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. A monitor tip. Vacationers planning to travel by car. Find out what you're missing when you plan your route. No kidding. After you map out the shortest, fastest highways, check the map again. You may find it interesting to leave the highways in some areas to drive through country villages, do a little sightseeing or antiquing. Getting there can still be half the fun. Now this from S&H Green Stamps.
Mom,
I have to go to the little girl's room.
There's soda all over everyone.
We made the wrong thing, Miles.
You should have turned right at that
door.
Mom,
he
really hit me.
Stop kicking.
Johnny's
a pig.
Wait a
minute.
The tank's filled up. Now, here are the S&H Green Stamps, kids. Keep quiet while you all paste them in the books.
You can get a lot of things with S&H Green Stamps, but when you're in a car with the kids, one great thing you can get is quiet. So next time you fill up your tank, fill up your book, too.
Here's Rosemary Clooney. One less bell to answer. Monitor goes camping. brought to you by those people with the bright ideas in convenient camping equipment, Burns-O-Matic propane-powered camp stoves and lanterns. Here's Hugh Dowds.
Can't get your woman to go camping? She doesn't dig old-fashioned camp gear? Look, why don't you help her by at least bringing the cooking convenience she's used to indoors, outdoors? Burns-O-Matic propane-powered appliances by the same people who make the famous Burns-O-Matic propane torch. With Burns-O-Matic, there's no filling, spilling, pumping, priming, or scary flare-ups that go with gasoline. Get your Burns-O-Matic propane-powered stove and lantern at hardware and sporting goods departments.
Miss America 1968, Deborah Dean Barnes, Jack Haskell interviewed her.
Have you had any particularly amusing or exciting adventures while you were camping?
Oh, yes, the rain. And it washes everything out, spoils everything.
Yeah.
And I've been chased by a few snakes. I guess those aren't very amusing, but...
No, I think that's interesting. It comes to a heading of interesting, if not amusing.
I've heard
that snakes never happen to me, thank goodness, because I have done a little camping. I've heard that snakes will crawl up in a sleeping bag with you because it's warm.
Yeah.
They like the warm sun.
They live warm places.
And then when you roll over, they say, hey, you know, you're shoving, and let you have it.
I love to cook outdoors, though. That's one of the best things. I love to eat outdoors.
Quite a technique. Can you tell us something about that?
Oh, well, all the camping expeditions I've been on where I was the cook, we had a lot of people, something around 30 to 40 people. And it's great to just pile the rocks up and stick all those potatoes in there to bake in the hot rocks. And it just tastes better out there.
You could qualify for a chuck wagon cook if you cook for 30 or 40 people outside.
Yeah, I concocted this one thing that you just put all the hamburger you can find and the corn and green beans and potatoes and pork and beans, and anything you can find all together and fry it.
You know, the funny thing is the kind of thing I like. How are you on the filleting fish?
Well, I'm not too good. We usually catch them and then eat them at home.
You put them over a lot of ice and take them home and let somebody else do all the dirty work.
We have a fish fry every year and invite all the neighbors. And
Well, that's kind of a prerogative. I figure if you caught them, you can let somebody else do all the work. I want to know if you have any tips for girls, you know, who go out camping, you know, things like how to stay beautiful while you're camping. Because I know girls are interested in that no matter where they go.
I think the fresh air is the best thing that a girl can have. The outdoors is a good thing to take advantage of. Some girls think that it reduces your femininity if you go out for camping and fishing. But I don't think it does at all, because if you have a healthy body, you look better.
That's true.
And any girl that's beautiful has to be healthy.
Well, Deborah, we want to thank you very much for coming and talking to us here on Monitor about camping and fishing. And if I can, the next time you're going to plan to make a foray into the country, I wish you'd let me know.
I sure will. Thank you.
And next time you're back here, come and visit us here at Monitor.
Now this from Campgrounds of America.
Mr. Camper, has driving got you down? Well, cheer up. There may be a Campgrounds of America sign just ahead. KOA is the familiar highway sign for a nationwide system of public campgrounds, offering the traveler such luxuries as spotlessly clean restrooms, modern laundry facilities, food, recreation, safety, free hot showers, and a host of other camping conveniences. So look for the distinctive KOA road sign as you travel the highways and byways discovering America. And when you rough it in luxury with Campgrounds of America, tell them Monitor sent you.
Monitor goes camping with Hugh Downs again next weekend.
Hard floors can make it a hard life. One tiny slip means another tough break. But now into your big, hard, clattering world comes J.P. Stevens with a couple of softies. Stevens Merriweather and Merriair indoor-outdoor carpet made with Vectra fiber. Designed to go where most other carpets wouldn't dare. Places like kitchens, bathrooms, family rooms, patios, porches. You see, Vectra fiber makes Merriweather and Merriair stain-resistant, fade-resistant, and remarkably rugged. They can't rot, and they aren't affected by mildew. And to make your life even softer, Merriair comes with its own built-in rubber backing. You're going to love what J.P. Stevens has done for that hard world of yours. Of course, having Junior tramp across the kitchen floor sounding like this may take some getting used to.
Betwixt and Between by Joe Tex Orchestra. News on the hour next. Morgan from Monitor, back shortly.
The wheel must take, the station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake.